just let it happen.
Don't force it.
Don't think about it.
Think about what?
Hey, folks. Welcome to News Gaming. It's another... hey, no one knew how to start the video.
No, clearly.
And this is a tried and true way.
Yeah.
So, how's everyone doing today?
Damn good. Damn good, son.
I'm bueno.
It's so muggy.
I love it.
Let me get this out of the way. I'm not quitting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People like, the whole community was in it. You got to be kidding me. You go, I wasn't saying that. I'm just thinking like years down the road when I can't walk.
Right. Listen, you always got to have a plan B.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a plan B.
And then a C, too.
C is good as well.
Did it make you feel good? Because you beat yourself up a lot. Did the whole response,
people,
did that make you feel
like,
good?
No,
it
made
me
feel,
what's it take to make you feel good?
It made me feel bad because I'm a very guilty person. I'm like,
oh no,
they really thought
always
that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Irish Catholic, man.
You got a haircut.
Yeah,
you
shaved my...
You cut it close, didn't you?
I did. Shaved it right down to it.
Yeah.
I did mine too.
Yeah,
this morning.
You always
your
do
head
yours.
Always
you look handsome.
Well, like yesterday, it was real fuzzy, and my daughter was like, Dad, your hair's getting long. I'm like, very funny. She's like, no, you look like a newborn kitten again.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
after a week, it's down to his ankles,
right?
Which isn't far to go.
Oh,
hey. I mean, we need one, right?
Listen, we need to thank our sponsors today.
Black Tux.
Black Tux and?
Dollar Shave.
Exactly.
That is the classiest combo you can come up with.
It's really good.
If you want to look good and feel good at the same time, get both of these things. Use both of these products. Mm-hmm. You'll be a man or a woman.
And then go out and get
whichever you are currently. And you will be successful.
We can't actually guarantee that. But theblacktux.com lets you rent awesome suits and tuxedos in all styles online. So with the Black Tux, you could take your style to the next level. You're going to look great. They got awesome options. And with free home try-on, you can feel the quality and see the fit months beforehand. Shipping is free both ways. So to get $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com/Neebs. That's theblacktux.com/Neebs for $20 off your purchase of premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered. Thank you, Black Tux.
Ladies can rent tux. Tuxes? Tux?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've seen ladies with like tuxedo top, fishnets and heels, and they kick and they do a show.
Oh,
sometimes.
What's that?
The Rockettes.
The what?
The Rockettes.
The Rockettes.
Not the Rockettes. The Rockettes, yeah. I thought you were talking about like some ladies of the night that you saw in Vegas
or
something.
You know what?
There as well.
You're a bad representation of the mountain people that you were, because you know, you just really come on.
I thought I was the best they had to offer.
No, you are not.
I'm the ambassador. Mountain ambassador.
Yeah. I went to New York to see a Chorus line.
Yeah.
The only New York play I've seen was, I think I might have talked about it before, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
Starring John Cleese's recorded voice in part of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Which is a
That's
joke.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John Cleese is in this. But not
is
really.
He?
Yeah, you don't but he's think, not here tonight.
You don't think he's in Duluth, Minnesota, do you?
Yeah.
Well, where did you see? But you
saw
it
in New York. Yeah.
So New York City, though?
But it wasn't on Broadway. It was that, like, side street.
Okay.
Where'd Duluth
come
from?
I think they call
it, I don't know.
It, right?
I was thinking of, like, traveling shows.
I would love to go to New York and see plays.
I've seen Mamma Mia on Broadway, and that was awesome.
I'd watch that.
My cousin lives in Duluth. Duluth's a really cool little city.
I heard.
It's like the Asheville of Minnesota, kind of, you know, in the hipster kind of way, but cool. Right on Lake Superior. But my cousin's band just won the best local band in Duluth.
Hey.
Wow. Yep. They're called Naked Colors. Plug.
Naked Colors.
From Duluth.
They're a fun band.
Yeah?
They're really fun, yeah.
What kind of music?
You've never played them once for us.
It's like a poppy rock kind of thing going on.
Okay.
He's a bad cousin.
He really is.
What?
You've never played them once for us here at the office.
No, because I know how you guys get about stuff.
His cousin won the award for best local band, but Duralius wins the award for worst cousin.
Right. I won that the same week.
Hey, where's the trophy I brought in?
I don't know.
I threw it in the dumpster.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Okay.
What was that a trophy for?
It was second place for a film festival we entered
yeah.
A couple years ago.
Why'd you bring it in? Just to clear...
Because I didn't want it in my house anymore.
It's like a decade old.
So then you do exactly what you tell us not to do, which is bring in clutter.
Yeah.
Can we get to the comments? Can we get to the comments,
please? Can I just say this?
What?
There's no second place trophies, awards allowed in this office.
Here we go.
That's why it's in the dumpster.
Yeah. We don't do that.
No, we don't.
Second place is not a win.
Man,
it's nothing.
Why are you looking at me, Neves?
I just fix
a member of Cobra Kai. He's a Cobra Kai.
He is. He's Cobra Kai.
That's what he is.
You mean a fucking winner?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, Sensei. Hey, yes, Sensei.
Yes. I like it.
Sure.
See? I like it.
Fix one. Like, there's two types of successful people. There's the people that do it kicking and screaming and clawing and stepping on people. And then there's people that do it effortlessly, like Branson. Man, that guy's smooth.
Thick.
Thick does not want to be a Branson.
Look. I certainly don't step on people on the way up. If anything, I help people up with me. It's like, come along.
What about those people that get second?
That's you. He holds them down just enough, so they're just in second.
Yeah, they can never go past you.
Those are the people that don't have the drive.
Tell you what, in a film festival, sometimes it's good to get second because not everyone hates you. Like, ugh, there's a guy I got first.
Ugh.
Like, oh, nobody... second. You should have got first.
Yeah,
man.
I liked yours better.
We knew too many people in town here. Like, we couldn't just get first, you know?
That's not true. We could have easily gotten first.
Yeah.
We just didn't because it wasn't the best.
Not because people are like, oh, he knows so-and-so.
Well,
and
we're silly and weird. It doesn't matter either. We were also doing weird shit.
We always were.
So, comments. But I never
start.
Go first, though.
I never start.
Why don't you start?
Why don't you start?
That's
sexy.
I don't have them ready.
Sexy
fill in
voice.
The gap. Fill in the gap.
You're winning the best starter.
Fill in the gap.
You want to get in the comments. I want to hear about a Neebs and Thick E3 adventure.
I know.
See? Wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
I'm running this fucking show.
All
right now. So we're going to do him.
Yep.
Then we're going to do stories. Then we're going to go.
Simon just alphaed up. I love it.
Damn right.
This is in reference to the last Far Cry 5 vid that came out, which was, what was that called? Convoy Takedown or something?
That's the one
sort?
Where you run over a boomer.
That was
okay,
awesome.
Well, first comment from Duff says, well, that was rough.
Get it? Boomer's the dog.
It was in reference.
Too soon.
I know most of you don't watch the show. So.
Right. as you notice in the beginning, Boomer dies, right?
Yeah.
Which is not a big deal because you can respawn him like, 90 seconds later or
you
something.
You took a lot of unneeded crap
unneeded,
for that.
Which, that's what I want to address here. When you watch it, I'm not in the vehicle when it kills
He's not.
Boomer.
I can attest to that.
It spawned on Boomer.
Yeah.
And then Neebs tells me to get in and...
Get it off Boomer.
Get it off of him. The second I got in the vehicle, it started doing its own thing.
Car's glitching.
It's flipping from my perspective.
From my perspective, it looked like you were just running over him. But when you cut to your shot, you can clearly see the car's doing cartwheels.
I'm not doing anything. And what would tell you that is me saying, I'm not doing anything.
That's the clue.
That was the big clue.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is actually upset with you. I think every single one of those comments. Because anyone who's really upset with
comments.
You
can vouch for everything.
Oh, they were
really
mad.
Upset. Read the damn comments. Some of them were like, half a minute in and I can't watch anymore.
I know exactly where you're at because I don't even think I was on Cooter when he got killed. I think it was a glitch. Pretty sure it was a glitch.
It was like flipping and stuff.
Yeah, it was flipping and then clipping through the... Yeah.
I'm going to go attack a dragon with Cooter thing was a glitch.
My mind was glitching.
So obviously I'm defending myself for all these
Far Cry
moves.
We got your back.
Brings us to the next one from Wallaby Inertia. It's a fun name.
Yeah.
240. I feel like many gamers have been in this situation and tried punching the vehicle to get it from being stuck. I think Halo was one of the first games where it actually worked for me, though. It works in some games,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it works in Far Cry to some degree, but not the way you wedge that thing in there.
Right.
You were like
but
on a steep hill between two trees.
Worth a shot.
Well, you win it. You win at it for a really long time.
Because I was determined.
Stubborn.
What's a battlefield move?
Battlefield 3 and 4. Like if you could,
melee.
You
could knife.
You could kick a boat back in the water.
Yeah, it was wedged a bit much, but hey.
But it works in Far Cry. If you get a jet ski up on the land, you can kind of push it back
Nudge
in.
It back, yeah. All right.
And then I thought this one was fun from the 4112 LOL. 412 LOL, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That guy getting ran over by the quad was the funniest shit ever. Sadly, that was planned. Still funny, though.
I wish I had the physics brain to calculate
You could never
that to happen.
In a game like that. You could never.
No, that whole sequence of events was pretty magical.
Yeah,
the
yeah
guy that was amazing. Over, and then the you shooting the guy coming down the mountain that, and his yeah body just going under the car.
And then oh, his quad shot is what hit
that
the
was a friendly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then exactly, yeah, that quad every, that's the so, hitting the guy. Like, Jesus
I mean,
Christ.
Brilliant.
It is.
Yes. For anything else, just watch that. Go and appreciate that live because they're seeing it now. And
yeah,
it
yeah
doesn't
and
do it justice.
Right.
I'm going to assume that comment's a joke.
Ah,
I don't. No,
yeah, that was
it,
not
if
planned.
You think it's planned, it's not. That was all real.
Yeah, it just happened in the world, and they happened to be there, and you had a good angle on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This one is from Commenting on Comments.
Gotcha. Oh.
And when this came up during that last Commenting on Comments, I remember like going, huh? Like a head tilt thing. Huh?
Huh?
You know what I mean?
I love when dogs do that.
This is from Aaron Semler PDX.
Okay.
Does Simon actually think that English Muffins is a brand name of English Muffins? Hey, if you're going to go buy milk, you got to buy milk. All the other brands are crap. Bada bing, pizza pie.
Probably my favorite comment that I can remember is that. Actually, yeah, Thomas's English Muffins.
Thomas,
and,
yeah,
and
you were just
I kept on saying, because you know what? They're the only English muffin to me. So that's why I called them that.
So Thomas.
Yes, it's Thomas's. It's okay. Not just Thomas.
If you want to try right milk, you got to buy milk.
Pizza pie, bada bing. I showed a picture, though, in the video, so.
Okay.
Of Thomas's.
And then
Thomas's.
Tonight, have a nice round it out. I'll go ahead and do most recent comment, if you guys don't mind.
No, not at all.
Of course, I wasn't ready for it.
Okay.
So we had a video go up today, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it Raft?
I should watch
it. No.
No, 7 Days to Die, or not.
No, it's not.
It's, Jesus Christ. My head went to State of Decay. My head went to zombies.
Hold on, it's going to make this little, that's the ad. Okay. All right. It is from Ethan Barber 1 minute ago. Do more, please.
Which video?
State of Decay 2?
We just covered that.
Sorry, yeah, Ethan.
Oh, there's different ways to find out the latest comment. If we go to our community, you can see the most recent comment.
Yeah,
on
all
any videos.
Videos, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah,
that
so
was
that
1 minute ago.
That
I mean,
was the latest comment on State of Decay.
It's pretty damn recent. So.
It was recent.
I'm done.
Yeah. Do more, please.
Yeah.
A lot of my comments are pulled from the State of Decay video.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So. All right, so let's talk a little bit about it.
You didn't use that one, though.
No, right? No. How
okay
could I?
Whew.
Yeah, I am excited. I want to hear about Neebs and Thick's E3 adventure because you guys went to LA.
Yep.
Yes,
and I want to hear all the stories.
It was fun. You know what kicked it off for me? We got to stay. You know, in GTA, you got the Maze Bank building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beside that, there's another building that's like five black cylinders.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
stayed
there
in that building.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Westin.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
It's very nice.
And I think they might have shot some movies there.
Yes.
Is that the movie that
Last Action Hero?
Schwarzenegger went
True
in
Lies
with the horse or the motorcycle?
That was
and the
True Lies, yeah.
Yeah, oh, True
yeah
Lies they
True
shot
Lies
there.
Oh.
Still some horse shit in the corner. Yeah.
So that was what you immediately pulled up to the hotel, your brain went, this is in GTA.
Well, no, I looked it up before I went.
Oh, gotcha.
And
okay
I was already excited.
Oh, that's fun.
Saw some movies on the plane, which yeah I love. Man, movies on the plane makes a flight go so fast.
Oh, it really yeah does. I love yeah that.
What
would
you see?
That.
What'd you see?
So does a Switch.
A Switch, too. Mm. Yeah, I could see that. American Made. Made in America. Which one is
American
it?
American Made.
Not the one with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Made in America is like an old ass movie.
Yeah.
Which?
It's where he's like, he's flying plane for CIA.
Tom
and then he starts.
Oh, thanks.
It's actually,
yeah,
it's
he starts
actually good
running oh drugs and stuff. And
yeah.
It gets crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You were telling me. Okay.
Yeah.
What
yeah
else? What else you watch?
Black Panther.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was good.
Yeah, that's where I
was. Wasn't
my
favorite Marvel movie, but it was good.
Yeah. I was like, huh, all right.
It was all right, yeah.
Started to watch Disaster Artist, but I wasn't in the mood for it, so
I
got halfway through.
I watched Disaster Artist.
I enjoyed
it. I liked
it
a lot.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I liked it too, but just, I don't know, I want something different.
All right, so you watched movies on the plane, you got to the hotel. Tell us about E3.
Oh, yeah. First day Thick and I are there, we run into PS4 Trophies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right.
Who we see at many capture
yeah
events.
He's a smiley fella.
Yep.
Yep.
So we hung out with him for a while. We had we ate at the CPK,
California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, because they're only in California. Yep.
Yeah, I ate there twice.
We ate there twice.
Because
we could have eaten anywhere. But
I love
the dish that we like. That we, I had a mushroom dish, and then you had what?
Chicken piccata, man.
Oh, I love
but it
chicken
was like,
piccata. I really
it was
yeah
dynamite. Oh my god!
Well, I would go there happily
yeah
if I can just get to California. I'd be happy to judge it.
Mm-hmm.
At E3, Neebs was boxing. You're
That's
playing
right
The Creed Rise VR Creed. Game.
Did you take video?
Yeah, I've got video. There you go. Send that. I'll give that to you, baby.
And you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it was fun. Like you put the things in your hands. When you hold them up over your face, you're guarding yourself. When your gloves start to turn dark, you're losing stamina. So there's not a whole lot of HUD.
Yeah.
Did you play Vive or Oculus or PS4?
I don't know. I think it wasn't the one that had the big balls on the end of it.
Vive? PlayStation.
That was probably PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Then.
Yeah.
It was fun. Worked pretty well.
I like the style of it. It looks kind of cartoony. I'm looking at a video of it right now. Yeah,
and you don't just punch like crazy. You got to block and then punch and then kind of when you see an opening, punch.
I mean, VR needs that. It needs a really good knockout game. Yeah. Punch out or Creed VR, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, when you get knocked out, it knocks you way out of your body. So you're kind of in this dark area, but through a tunnel, you can see your body up there.
Almost like in that movie Get Out.
Yeah.
Where you're falling back, so you have to run.
Yeah.
You have to run towards the
so
light.
Then you click the buttons with your thumb and you pump your arms like you're running and you run right back into your body.
Game sounds like a workout.
That is great.
I like that a lot. Did you see the trailer for Second Creed?
Yes.
I saw it came out. I didn't watch it yet.
Yes.
I'm in.
I'm in too, man. All right.
That's like brilliant.
I haven't seen the first Creed.
Oh, it's great.
You should. It's good.
Yeah, it's a quality film.
Surprisingly really good. It's a Rocky. It's Rocky again. It's just a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
But it's Creed now.
It was
a good way to reboot that old Rocky formula.
The end of this next trailer. Yeah, it's what you want a trailer to do to you.
Okay, like, all right. Well, damn, now I want to watch this fucking trailer.
Some of the games that we saw there that seemed nice. Let's see.
Strange Brigade was fun.
Strange Brigade was fun.
What's that about? Strange Brigade?
It's a co-op game where you play with and against your own team. It's weird because
you pretty much play with them, but you control it. You can troll each other.
Yeah, you troll each
other. Because there's traps everywhere that you can set for the things attacking you. Like you shoot a thing and then this blade starts spinning, but you can do it when your buddy's there.
But you're trying to get treasure and souls to increase your special ability.
It had a fun art style and energy to it. Kind of had like the old, we're talking about this scene in the old 50s radio kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. I'm looking at it a little bit right now. Was this done by the guys that did the sniper game?
Rebellion.
Rebellion. Yeah. Okay. It looks like the sniper game. So I looked at it. I was like, Jesus, this looks like the, what's it called? Sniper Elite?
Did they do Sniper Elite? Because there's two different sniper games.
Okay. Yeah. But it looks like, it kind of has that same feel.
Hitman 2. The remake of Hitman 2. Because I think there's already Hitman 2 in, like for PlayStation 2, but there's another Hitman 2 out, Silent Assassin. That was really cool. I enjoyed playing that. I think that comes out in November, and I want to do maybe a couple videos on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We played Rage 2.
Rage 2.
How was that?
As well. It was fun.
You guys talked about that. You didn't get to play the vehicle part. You only played
the FPS.
Okay.
And cool abilities. Cool, I guess, the world that you're in. It's a very colorful, like Mad Max kind of
post-apocalypse.
Place.
Yeah.
And, I asked them if there was any plans for multiplayer because it's only single player.
Oh, okay.
And they could not comment on it the time.
Well, if that game were to only be single player, I'd be fine with it because they've been doing such a damn good job with, like, Doom and their Wolfenstein. Yeah. Like they brought those back wonderfully. So, I'm curious to play. I never played the first one. I heard the first one was, like, a good idea, but just was kind of wonky.
Mm-hmm.
But, now I guess they're going to try to massage it, make it a little better.
Doom and Wolfenstein, they are quality. Like
I haven't played the Wolfenstein. Played the Doom.
Some well oiled games.
Well,
there.
You mentioned that the Wolfenstein had really, really good voice acting.
I feel like it's the best acting I've ever seen in a game.
Damn,
for
I still
sure.
Play that. Damn,
such quality.
I always forget it exists.
We went to like the indie creator area, and there was a phone game. I think it was called Tendar.
Yeah,
and it's
Tendar.
You have a pet fish on your phone and your app that you have to keep alive.
Okay.
And it feeds on emotions. So you have to open your app and look into the camera and smile and
make
and
faces.
Kind of make faces.
Okay.
And then you can get your friends in on it and it gets healthier.
and it evolves, right? Isn't that what they were saying?
I don't know. It's ridiculous, but I just thought it was a funny idea.
It is a fun idea.
It's too big for your phone and your phone breaks.
Okay, I'm looking. It's
water damage.
It feeds on emotions.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
So you just go up to your friends like, okay, help me smile at my fish and laugh and cut up.
But you know, like there are. That's a fun idea.
Yeah. But it is fun, but do you buy it?
I don't know. I wouldn't buy it.
Because if it's free, a lot of like really just mad people are just doing it and killing the fish over and over
Neebs,
and over again.
I feel like your wife would like that one.
She might. I don't know.
She'd be, hi!
Jeez. Wake up every morning, I got to smile really at the fish.
Big. They would overeat, because fish will do that. They'll eat themselves till they die.
Okay.
You feed it too many smiles.
Yeah.
Gets the ick. Not the, what they call it.
Did you do any more VR stuff, or was that the only one?
That's the only one I tried. One.
Yeah, we didn't get to play Spider-Man. However, we heard Jack Black and his son talking about it as we were walking out of the...
They were walking right beside us.
Yeah, right beside us, and they didn't even know...
Thick's like, that's Jack Black, and I'm like, where I turn, I'm like almost face-to-face with him.
On his shoulders.
Like, it's just, it amazes me you can be that famous and just walk around.
I know, yeah. And I was surprised that he didn't, like, come up to us and be like, oh my God, right. It's Neebs and Thick.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was there with his kid?
Yeah, and they were going on and on about Spider-Man. They seemed to
I can't wait to play that one, man. Like, that looks a really... I love a good superhero game. That looks right up my alley.
Saw Simon Pegg there as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he was walking around.
Yeah. Why not?
Just walking around.
I don't even know who Simon Pegg is.
Shaun of the Dead?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. He's been in the Star Trek movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's really small.
Really?
He's very short.
I can see that.
He's like, he's probably even shorter than Anthony.
Wow.
You're kidding.
No. Well, Jack Black's really small too, but he looks it.
Jack had a mask, but he wasn't wearing it. It was like on the back of his head, but maybe when he was in the halls. Mm-hmm.
He was wearing
gotcha.
The mask that he was wearing was from Fallout 76, which...
That looks cool.
Yeah, a lot of our community is excited about it because it looks right up our alley, but until we play it, we don't know. But yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I was worried about it at first. It was like, okay, do you have to constantly be online? But it does sound like they're going to have private servers. It sounds like you're going to be able to mod your private servers. So yeah, I'm all aboard Fallout 76. I really want to try it with you guys.
Yeah, no, a ton of comments.
Wait, when does that come out?
Or like
November
2076?
Think a little sooner.
November 14th. All right.
Oh, okay. So
that'll be interesting to try.
Mm-hmm.
Curious to play that with you guys for sure.
Yeah.
Let me talk about our last day, and then we'll move on to comments.
Sure.
Last day went to E3 for a bit, and then we're Thick said, let's send out a tweet and meet with some folks. So that happened, and we met at LA Live. Is that what it's called? We ate at the pizza place. Remember you made that awful pizza, Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you met?
Yeah.
At that same place?
Well, no, just in that out front area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I know. LA Live. I remember it, though.
So then we're like, let's go grab a drink somewhere. So we went to the JW Marriott, which is right there and all that.
Yeah.
And a bunch of folks came out.
Jendrix?
Jendrix was there, which we just got a growler.
Growler,
is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Which is like basically a little mini beer keg that you can take to a brewery and they will fill it with beer.
Yeah.
It's like a little
keg. We got to take advantage of that for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So we're there and just having beers, hanging out at the JW Marriott for a while. And then Thick, I'm dreading this all day because Thick is wanting to go to this PUBG party. And I'm like, oh.
They don't make you play the game there. They just invite you there for drinks and food. It was all free.
Yeah, but there's probably only one drink, and only one guy gets to drink it.
Why would
everybody's
got
to wait around, hide until they...
Oh, so you didn't go.
I haven't met... Wow. Okay. Not met anybody who would think that of a party.
Anyway, I'm dreading this all day. Mm-hmm. And then somebody taps on my shoulder. I turn around. Who is it?
Jack Black.
It's Micah.
Oh.
It's who?
Micah.
Micah.
You better tell them who he is.
Micah used to work at Machinima when we started Battlefield Friends.
And now they
got to help us get it, you know, out to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in charge of the Happy Hour channel.
Yeah. He doesn't work there anymore.
Right.
But still a close friend. And so he's like, hey, we're going to this Rooster Teeth party later. And I'm like, wait, can I go? And he's like, yeah, we got plus ones. So I'm like, Thick, I'm not going to this PUBG thing. I'm going to the Rooster Teeth party.
Mm-hmm.
So from that whole night from then on was just like party hopping.
Wait, you split up?
Yeah, we split up for one party. Mm. I went to PUBG.
Yep.
And Neebs went to the Rooster Teeth party.
All right, well, let's cover both. How was the PUBG party?
Mm-hmm. It was good. They had good food, good drinks. It was
I think I saw a picture you took.
Yeah.
You had the frying pan and the vest on.
The vest.
Yeah, that looked fun.
Saw Stone Mountain there, X Factor.
Right.
He was with Deadmau5, the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
For those who
They're
don't
buddies.
Know. He was nice, and a guy that produces with Deadmau5, Steve Duda, who is what X Factor said, the best PUBG player you've never met, but he was incredibly nice. We kind of talked about music the whole time, and then Brendan Green came up, player unknown, and couldn't have been nicer. Just a really, really nice guy. Happy to look like he was happy.
Didn't have a lawsuit probably, ready for you.
Well, not me.
Okay.
I didn't make a Battle Royale game.
Yeah,
well,
true.
No, Thick brought it up. Brought up the sound.
I did. I brought up the sound.
Oh, shit.
So I said, you know, we're sort of talking. I said, yeah.
You should fill people who don't know what this is.
Okay.
In a little bit.
The sound, when you drop out of the plane in PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, is clearly stolen from the BFF's theme song.
Like the first riff.
It's
just the first thing.
It's, not, it's a power chord.
Yeah.
It's like they stole a note. Yep. But they,
yeah.
Okay.
So as soon as I said, yeah, we're the guys that make
the power chord you use at
Battlefield
the of your
Friends.
Game.
I said, I got a question for you. He goes, oh my God, I know what you're going to ask. And just started laughing about it. And he says, I think my team got that from, you know, some sort of sound pack. He says, I'll check, you know, just to make sure, but I'm almost certain that they did. And I was just laughing with him. I said, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, even if you did, it's just fun to talk.
I love that you had that chance, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the conversation at all and a giggle.
Yeah, but that was a fun party. I'm glad I got to meet him because he was very nice. And and then we met up. Well, let's talk about Rooster Teeth.
Right. So
I went with Micah and Isaac, and they're
so you went schmoozing with Rooster Teeth. How was that?
Yeah, they got me into the Rooster Teeth party, and it was like a small little venue in this other hotel across town.
It's a porta potty,
and it was cool because first thing when I get in there, they got like a meat and cheese and fruit platter thing, and
you're
like,
"You always go to food. You're fine.
I'm getting the food.
You got to meet the cheese.
We don't care about the meat
so
and
the
cheese.
Guy beside me that's getting food. I'm like, "Hey, do you work with Rooster Teeth somehow?" And he's like, "No." He's like, I'm the creator of Command & Conquer.
Oh,
no way. He's like, you're probably too young to know that game. I'm like, man, I played that game all the time. Yuri's Revenge? That was my game. And so wow. I was like.
You met the one guy
who
made the one game you played.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. I don't play many games back then.
Yeah. How lucky did you get?
So the planets were aligned.
That is amazing.
But it was just this, you know, just. Open bar, walking around, mingling. Some of the Funhouse guys were there.
Oh, yeah. I like those guys.
A lot of people that used to work at Machinima that knew who we were, so I just been able to make friends pretty easily.
Nice.
And
they're just all randomly everywhere. Machinima. Yeah. Machinima employees are everywhere. Scattered about L.A.
Yeah, I think probably a third of Los Angeles' population is a former Machinima employee.
Right. You're not wrong. Yeah. Place had an incredible revolving door.
Yeah.
But apparently, Micah and Isaac don't like to stay at one party too long because we were there for like an hour. And then we're in an Uber heading like somewhere way across L.A. And we're at some, is it CAA?
CAA, that's
CAA
a large,
party.
Yeah, talent.
What's CAA?
Oh, it's a huge agency.
Talent agency.
Talent agency.
Yeah, okay. So they're getting in the YouTube game, whatever. So I met you guys there.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some current Machinima employees.
Yeah.
Which was an interesting conversation.
All baggy-eyed.
The girl's like, you quit responding to my emails. I was like,
she said that to you at the party?
So I just said, shit. I said, I know. There wasn't anything more to talk about.
Well, for the record, they've been fired since you saw them at the party.
And then rehired. They ran out of people in L.A. to hire.
You're fired.
Yeah. But, no, she's
so we
she's
do we have a talent agent now?
No.
Oh, we didn't get a talent agent?
No.
Oh, damn.
But we saw Stone there. Stone Mountain was there.
Well, he's omnipresent.
Well, yeah, because he was at the PUBG party, and then he said he was going to the CAA party,
too. Okay,
well,
that's the first time I saw him that night.
He was dreading seeing you.
And then we went to a third party.
Yeah.
We couldn't even stay at that party.
Damn. And you know what? I don't even know what that party was for.
It was like in some outdoor, they almost look like container buildings.
Yeah,
like
there was like people were making t-shirts
Why are we
in
here?
One place and they're
we were at a silk screening factory
and then they had like a bunch of food trucks.
There were these giant canvases out in the center area. People were just painting stuff,
kids making shoes.
Yeah.
You were in Mexico, man.
We were in Tijuana. I'm sure Micah explained what the party was for and what those people did, but
just tune it out.
I still don't remember exactly what they do.
They did make t-shirts and games. They were making games there too. Remember the monitors with the games on them?
Was that the party you wanted to end up at?
Well, at that point, it was like, we got to fly tomorrow. I don't want to be out all
night.
I
got you.
Yeah, that's not the party I wanted to end up at.
That's what it didn't seem like the one you'd go out on.
Yeah, no.
But, you know,
That was so weird.
It was a fun night. I had a blast.
It was a fun night. Yeah,
of course.
Of course.
Did you guys, while we're just on the topic of E3 and games, you guys see any other trailers for games that piqued your interest?
Beyond Good and Evil 2. That really did?
Yeah, well, that was more of just, it was just CG.
Well, you said, did you see any trailers? So
yeah.
I said, that's the trailer that I saw that piqued my interest.
I get it.
A lot of these trailers, a lot of CG, very little gameplay. Even Cyberpunk, which looks awesome.
Well, that was all in-game Like, that is their engine. So okay. That's what the game looks
good.
Like. Yeah, that game looks amazing. Yeah. Like, if it looks like that when it comes out, like, that world looks cool.
Right. So they're saying that that's, like, editor-captured footage.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
It's something like so, that. But, yeah. I mean, there's no release date on that yet, but I'm curious to see what CD Projekt Red does with that.
I know. Actually, I know someone there.
Oh, and my friend Pedro. That game, yeah, the looks great.
Death Stranding was weird. Did you guys, anybody watch that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I'm the only one.
I'm okay.
I don't know what you're saying.
You know what I can't stand anymore? Not to call out Ubisoft or throw them under the bus, you know, is when they do those videos of the fake real gameplay.
Yeah, with the bad voice acting.
Oh God, that's so bad.
I don't know why they do it. It's
so clearly.
You did really good, guys. Let's move on to the next objective.
It's so awkward.
You're talking about presentations.
Yeah.
The presenters,
whoever's in charge of the voice acting was like the same guy that did G.I. Joe back in the damn 70s.
They treat it like a trailer, kind of, but it's like extended, maybe 5-10 minutes of gameplay.
Okay,
that looks like real gameplay, but the voice actors that they hired to act like it's real gameplay make it so not real.
Gotcha.
Anyway, yeah.
Now we did get some shit about the Ubisoft video that we made. We weren't really obligated to make it, but we did genuinely like the games that we played.
Yeah. You guys
they didn't
a
even
bunch
ask us to make that video.
No, they didn't.
We thought, hey, they brought us out, why not make it?
Yeah.
And well, you know that ship,
the Skull and Bones,
yeah.
That looks
yeah.
fun.
All three of those games look fun,
but yeah. that particularly, that looks pretty awesome.
I think yeah, so does. Too.
And I would not mind staying on the ship. Because I'd be good. I'd focus
sure.
on
well,
one
can't
quadrant.
Fall off.
Yeah, you can't fall.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind meaning like I don't see the negative in not
oh,
being
gotcha.
Able to get
yeah.
off the ship.
Me
see
too.
It as a positive.
Yeah. It
that's
can.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, so that was a genuine like for those games.
And Trials.
Trials.
It's just
yeah.
a blast. It's
oh,
a fun.
Yeah, it looks fun.
We giggled know. The whole time we played Trials.
yeah. I can't wait to
But there were
play
some games
that
really weren't up our alley that we did play through Ubisoft. Starlink was one of them, the one where you put the toys on. I mean, it's like Destiny, but with the spaceship. And, you know, speaking of Anthem, I was turned off by the amount of numbers that come up on the screen when
it's
you're...
Big,
it's big and there's a lot. And
it's like Borderlands numbers.
Well, that might be something you can... adjust.
Well,
hopefully.
If you're going to present off. Something to an audience, don't have half your screen look like binary code.
I think some people really enjoy seeing those numbers. They mm-hmm. they
yeah,
feel a sense of accomplishment as if they're seeing just hit points go away.
Well, yeah, probably all like yo, mathematicians and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, Borderlands.
It's like, you have a gun and it's like, oh, that does 600. And you pick up a new one and you notice like, oh, this one does 800.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, all right, this one's more powerful. Yeah. Like, I get it. But to me, it always takes me out of the game.
Me too.
Like,
yeah, me too.
When I play a game, I'm more about immersion. Like, I just want to get lost.
Yeah,
in
you
world.
Shut off the HUD in a lot of games.
Yeah,
completely.
I do. Because, yeah, I just want to get sucked in. It's like, yeah, just give me the
Sometimes
game.
The whole monitor you shut off.
Yeah. Darkness, the game.
It's kind of like just a different style, isn't it? It's more like
yeah.
arcadey.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've yeah. still got that effect, but mm-hmm. you've got that because that's what it used to be
yeah,
like.
I can I see why people like it, but yeah, it's not for me.
Me neither.
Well, I think I'm going to jump in on comments. You
okay.
guys.
Yeah,
do it.
Yeah, you start.
Right. RYNO says, around the horn is a nautical term referring to sailing around Cape Horn in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was the only way to get past the Americans prior to the construction of the Panama Canal. So we didn't say that last week.
Well, we said the baseball thing, but...
Yeah, but I'm just saying this was overwhelmingly said
yeah.
many times
sure
in
was.
The comments.
Yeah. Like that's,
chose
the,
one.
That's where the term probably originated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then
so,
it got
but
used
that's
for just
never
going around
once
the corner.
Been the way that... I've used it in conversation or have heard it used in conversation.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that
origin.
Was the origin.
Right.
That's the origin.
So that's a good, from what it seems like, at least, you know,
we
facts,
don't know everything.
Right?
We know everything but that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ristania Heiselt says Ada Hop for president.
There you go. Where is Ada Hop today?
Where is he today? Because I was going to, he was going to say something in we my like, mind. I'm like, he's going to say, yay, and I'm going to say, fuck
right,
you.
Right.
Yeah, you have
but
to be here.
He's not
yeah.
even here.
Right. We'd like our president to show up.
Yeah, seriously.
You want a president that doesn't show up?
I mean, he doesn't need to show up today. Maybe that's why he's not here.
Yeah.
He got 7 days the other day,
yeah,
so he's good.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
I know I touched on this earlier, but Carp Servicium Gaming says, hey, Simon. If you end up quitting Neebs, I think you would find a great new home with our channel. None of us have any idea of what we're doing, so it would be a good fit. We aren't monetized yet, so we can't pay you. But we are located in Philly, so there is no shortage of great sandwiches. I hope that if the Alejandro Simon swap does happen, you would consider our offer. And I went to their channel. They are new. They got like 42 subs. They're good. They're just friends that play with each other and they cut it together and it's fun.
You
I would say
might?
Add music.
Add some music.
And check out their
add
channel,
Simon.
Guys. And add me in 6 months. If you can just pay me
six
in sandwiches.
Months.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going anywhere. Trust me. I know this is a once in a lifetime thing. I'm lucky to be here.
Yeah, we all are.
I think that's it for me.
Who's next?
I'll go. Oh,
damn it. I want to go.
Okay.
I always
good.
End up going last for some reason.
Sure, sure, sure,
I'm,
sure, sure.
I
want sure,
to
sure.
be in the middle this time.
Do it.
Most of my comments are from today's, not 7 days, damn it, State of
State
Decay.
Of Decay.
State of Decay
State
video.
Of 7 days.
This one's from Prone Kumar Halder that says, must make a series. And I don't think we're going to make State of Decay a series. We tried it once, and I think the mechanics of it were just too weird for us. And also, it's like, and I bring this is another comment that I want to bring in here from Killer Whale 24 that says, I assume this game is hard not to do straight up gameplay videos, so awesome job making it even a little cinematic, guys. Yeah, this game was a little bit of a bitch to get cinematic shots with because you can't break your character away from the camera. You can't go into first person mode and just turn off all the HUD. You can turn off all the HUD, but I had to take the character, crouch down, and like hunker myself up to a rock and then just try to get the camera in the right spot. So it's even a bitch just to get cinematics for it. Like, if I were any video I would want to make, I want to give it that little extra flair. And this one's just kind of a pain in the ass to do with.
Yeah. And
but I played it more at the house. Like, I absolutely see the appeal of the game for a lot of people because, like, I really like that mechanic of when your character dies, like, that character is gone. And we, you know, we
permadeath.
Yeah. But, you know, your community or whatever, if you have, yeah. you know,
you have four characters.
Right.
One dies, then they give you another fresh character.
No, no. Unless you find one. Yeah, you can find one out in the world and
recruit.
You
found it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But no, if your entire community dies, the game over.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. No, and that happened to me. I was playing a little bit at home by myself and I got like, hey, these guys stole from us. I was like, okay, let me go talk to them and see if we can work something out. We couldn't work anything out. And yeah, one of my characters who I'd played with since the beginning got killed. And I was like, fuck, I really like that character. He was the best fighter in my group.
Man. Oh, man.
So yeah, it's a game of like really high highs. And really low lows, but yeah, as far as making it a series, I doubt it. But it was fun to play, and Ray got it for us too. So we want to thank Ray again for letting us play it. All right, well, we got a comment from Preserve Big Cats that says, "Dying Light, please let Neebs try to do a campaign by himself." LOL. Did you guys see the trailer for Dying Light 2?
I did not.
Anybody?
I saw some footage that you showed me.
Okay.
It looks great.
I'm the only one that watches game trailers.
That's a name I've heard, Dying Light.
Dying Light is a zombie game, and it's like kind of focused on parkour. You can jump around a lot, swing on things, climb things.
Cool. There's no release date, yo.
There is no release date yet, but I think Dying Light 2 should be one we should check out.
I'd love to. The first one I remember, I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
It's like fast-paced and... yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're set in the city, zombies everywhere, obviously, but when the sun goes down, that's why it's called Dying Light. At nighttime, the place is just fucked.
Madness.
Because these big creatures come out and they're after you and they'll run. And
big.
You got to get to like safe zones.
Yep.
And, yeah. You have to stay in the light because if you go into the darkness, you're going to die.
I think we could play Dying Light right now. Just, I'm not,
we
just,
could.
I'm just saying, just because it looks that good, it's not that old. Dying Light 2 would be great, but yeah, that's probably
I have
be
the first
late
one.
2019.
Yeah, somebody get it. I'll make a video
get
on
it.
Dying Light.
Okay.
All right, but Dying Light, maybe the first one, but definitely we're checking out the second one. Next comment from Lizard Lover 101 that says, can you do more Rage Cop and GTA videos in general, please? Yes, I am going to be working on another Rage Cop, and I'd like to do more GTA. So yes, those are coming.
Yay.
The last one was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
There's a work of art.
They're all fun to do, man.
Work of art.
Yeah, I'm still ready for Red Dead. Damn it, is it October yet? Son of a bitch.
It's not.
I really want it to be
October.
Actually,
I do not.
Yeah, no, it's like I want to enjoy the summer. But this fall, I'm going to be lost in the West, man.
Okay.
I'm a cowboy this fall. I'm going to start talking like this when I come in. Hey, boys, y'all ready to record?
We should all get country accents for that one.
Yeah.
And chaw.
Oh, yes.
Well, you already have a country accent, so.
What do you say, partner?
Nope. You could just
talk.
Lose that.
Just
talk normal.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Pilgrim.
Yeah, you're doing the John Wayne
thing. Yeah, Pilgrim.
Yep, that's a John Wayne thing.
He just keeps saying Pilgrim over and over.
Yeah, Pilgrim.
I'm going to do that.
Even though it's
a hazard.
That was South Carolina, wasn't it?
Okay. I'll do mine.
Okay.
Oh, hey, hey, before we do yours, let's talk about
Dollar Shave Club.
That's right. Hey, we actually, we, during the last spot that we read for them, you had mentioned that we don't get stuff for, you know, like, you know, it would be nice if we got stuff for free, you know, but, you know, whatever. But anyway, we got then a care package, like, within, like, 5 days of all these different samples of stuff.
I and love that shave butter.
Shave butter's great.
Yeah.
Just give me the shave butter.
Well, there you go. Well, we didn't get razors.
It's great on cereal.
We'll get a plug for that, too. We didn't get, I have tried the razor, though.
The cereal? What?
Yeah.
They have cereal?
Yeah. No, I'm
teasing. Dollar Shave Butter cereal.
Dollar Shave cereal. The new, damn it. Had no
shave
idea.
Butter crunch.
But hey, listen, butt wipes.
I didn't try it.
Yes.
How'd it go?
Very nice.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe
it. Talk us through it.
Did you video it?
It did its job well. Anyway, Dollar Shave Club delivers everything you need to look and feel your best. They have shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, hair gel, and my favorite, butt wipes. And all Dollar Shave Club products are made with top shelf ingredients that won't break your budget. Plus, shipping is free with your membership. And now, for just $5, you can get their Daily Essentials Starter Kit. It comes with body cleanser, one wipe Charlie's, the shave butter that Abstro loves so much, and their best razor, the 6-Blade Executive. Keep the blades coming for a few bucks more a month and add in shampoo, toothpaste, or anything else you need. So check it all out at dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Thank you.
Wait, who's getting ready to go with comments?
Me, unless you want to.
Before I forget, because I saw a YouTube video yesterday and it changed my world. This guy made rope out of grass, and I'm thinking, everybody should know how to do this. Can you believe that?
Was it like primitive technology?
Yeah, it's like he would take, like, you know, grass that's, I don't know.
No, was that the channel? That's the name of a channel. Like,
I don't remember.
Really popular. Well,
if you look up how to make a rope out of grass.
Grass rope.
It's probably going to show up. But I'm thinking, if we were out like that, naked and afraid, what's it, scared naked?
I don't know.
Naked in the woods, surviving?
We get it.
Naked in the house, or something like that.
Isn't that a boy and a girl, and they have to survive? I'm sure that's just to get views. Like, I don't know why they gotta be naked. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, like, why not give them, I don't know, underwear?
Yeah.
Let's cover their genitalia, at least.
If you can make the rope, I mean, you could certainly fashion some sort of clothing.
You would think. But I mean,
a gown.
What a great survival tool a rope is.
Was it a night hawk in light?
I think it was. He had like a beard. Looks real nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just takes grass.
All right. So you got to get this long grass. It's not easy to get long grass.
Okay, and that's no beard. You know, like, that's grass.
But if you're out in the wild, there shouldn't be mowed lawns around you.
Gotcha.
And it could be any kind of fiber.
Okay.
And then you start twisting it like this.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Then you fold it in half. And then you twist it. And then it just starts twisting around each other, just like a rope. And then when it gets to the end, you take more grass and kind of just stuff it on the ends and keep twisting. And then before you know it, you can make it as long as you want. It could be 100 feet long.
This makes me, I want there to be a Naked and Afraid Backyard Edition.
What?
How Naked that and works. Afraid House
Treat
Hunters.
It all dramatically. And
Naked and Afraid House Hunters.
Yeah. You could take that model and use it in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I'm very interested.
Anyway,
I
can't walk by grass now without looking at it saying, I wish that was longer so I could make a rope out of it. He threw it up over a tree and hung from his grass rope he made.
But shouldn't you realistically be able to use it out of anything even short? If you could just start small and
be
just
harder.
Keep on going,
just
it'd be harder.
Forever,
it
would
if you could just get it to overlap a little bit and twist it, you could, I mean, hair, human hair, horse hair.
We need to get our hands on some hair.
Yeah. You just shaved all yours.
Yeah.
We could have made a rope out of it.
Not my hair. All right.
Yeah, I'd love to move on from this topic.
Well, you know what, Neeb? Since you're already talking, why don't you just go on with your comments?
Okay. First one isn't really a comment. It was a comment from Thomas Jansen. He just cares about his brother, and he wanted to give a shout-out for Robin Jansen.
Hey,
shout-out to Robin.
Robin.
So a shout-out for Robin Jansen.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right. This comment is from Gage Stricker. It's from 7 Days to Die. Can someone tell me why it was Simon getting targeted? Like, what happened? This is when we went to Trader Hops.
All right.
And we get there. You died like 15 times in that episode.
Yeah, and you know what? this is interesting because I've got a bone to pick with Ada Hop. He's not here. Because he didn't lead me to believe that day that he knew what was going on. Actually, I think he said quite the contrary.
He was acting.
That he was trying to figure it out.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, so he lied.
Maybe he didn't know and figured it out after you asked
him. No, because I heard what he said on a comment on the social medias.
Oh, you spied on him.
No, I happened to see something on the Twitter, I believe.
Okay, so
and it said, oh, actually, I did that on purpose.
He did.
Wink, wink.
That's not what I heard.
Dinky do.
What did you hear?
I heard he didn't have you friended.
I know. And he did it on purpose is what I'm saying.
You know what I heard? Know.
He and used that.
You know what I heard? That he did it on purpose from his mouth. So
you heard it from
Ada. Why would we question? Ooh,
exactly. Yeah. So why would he tell them? Why the fuck did he lie to me?
He was acting.
Acting? No, no, no. It was after the fact.
Then
the
I don't
joke
know.
Joke had already been
oh,
over.
He didn't want to hear. He didn't want to hear.
He couldn't. No, I would have been like, ha ha. But he didn't. He said, "Oh, I didn't realize it was a friend." That's him too. Like, "Oh, I didn't realize." That's actually
how he
a good.
That's
that
how was he
good.
Sounds
really.
I still, I'm not sold on this. I think it might have been an accident.
No,
he told him.
He told him.
You are like a fake news kind of guy.
I was in the office when he was building the facility. And yeah, he said, these turrets are going to be funny because I'm not friends with Simon and they're going to kill him immediately.
Still not convinced.
Well, I mean, the more I hear, the more I'm starting to believe.
What do you mean starting?
He's just starting to believe it.
Look, that's the kind of person I am.
I know.
I don't just go, yep. I believe
oh,
you.
Oh, we know.
Well, I need multiple sources.
Okay. I can't wait to hear Ada Hop say it out of his mouth to your face. And then
no, it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
That's when you will, right?
It's possible. He might be embarrassed about the truth, and that's a safer way to go.
So you'll have to judge whether or not he's lying.
Yeah, I think he's lying.
Okay.
This one's kind of fun, just because it's like it gives me a glimpse into our community, the different lives that are out there. This one's from Leah, Smiley Kiwi. Since probably the first date I had with my boyfriend, I had been gushing about Neebs Gaming, and now he has become more obsessed than me. And every time we are out in public, either we mimic Simon's accent, or we call each other over by saying, "Come here, I'ma cut your throat," which was an abstract line.
Yes.
And we'll watch your episode during date night. If you do a shout out to Chris on Comedy and Comments, it'll get him laid.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Chris, you lucky duck.
Get you some.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, go jump in that nonsense.
Bada bing.
Mm-hmm. Use butt wipes together.
I hope Chris doesn't need those during. Yeah. No, you know what? Just
we don't know.
Yeah,
no,
we don't know what
know.
They're into.
It's
okay.
Right before you go. Cool. Oh, I forgot to, you know, you clean up beforehand.
Well, shmear. Hopefully it's not after.
Cleaning before.
Pro tip. Kobe White says this is a Far Cry.
We just killed. Yep. We just killed the mood for him.
Yeah, it's not happening now.
Right after creating it.
It's from Kobe White. Was not planning on watching this because it came off as Let's Play from the thumbnail. Neves convinced me to watch it from Comedy on Comments, and I'm not disappointed. Great way to document this adventure.
Right.
Cheers.
Should we tell him?
Why not?
Yeah, why
not? The timing
not?
Will be
yeah.
perfect because this will be after.
This will be after.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're done with Far Cry.
Yeah, we wanted to see it through, but
yeah, the numbers don't justify
yeah,
the production
we put into
it.
Yeah, it takes a long time to produce, and yeah.
Well, there's two of us working on it, and it's we're producing less content to make this happen, so.
And it was a good ending point in that episode, so it was like, okay, if it's going to happen, at least it makes sense.
No, I wish it could have gone further, because I loved it.
I did too.
Yeah, but, I thought it was great, especially.
The views, the audience told us that they weren't that interested.
Yep.
Anyway, had fun.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the show. Yeah. If you hadn't watched it, go watch it. There's 6 episodes out, and it's a fun little story.
Yes.
Yeah.
It feels complete.
Ish.
Yeah, no, it doesn't feel complete.
No, it doesn't.
We don't get
close.
To the end.
No, not even close to complete.
Nope.
It's,
but it has some closure, at least.
It has closure.
And then my other comment, I think Dorelli sorry touched on, because it was about you hitting the dog and how that was planned.
Uh-huh.
So. Yeah. Mine's different. Mine's from the 412 LOL. That guy getting run over by the quad was the funniest.
Oh, I read that one. I thought you were talking about the dog thing.
No, the quad thing.
You said dog, Neve.
You said dog.
I'm starting to believe I did say dog.
You did.
Two of you said that.
Wait a second. Ask me. I don't know.
Wait till
what'd you hear?
I'm not sure.
I was sure. I'm very sure.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, see? So, yeah. So you might still be
right. I'm on their side. Okay. I said dog.
Oh, good for you.
Fick!
Yeah?
Your time to shine, baby.
All right. My comments, they're from the Ark Dolphin Army episode. Our first comment is from Olivier Blanchard. Looks like Oliver, but it's like I-E-R.
Could be Olivier.
Olivier. Oh, Olivier Blanchard. Makes you sound Blanchard. Important and official. Says, let's go attack squids. Are you serious? Fucking dumbasses. They knew it wasn't a good idea and that they'll die.
I'll do it again.
I will too. Is that the end of the comment?
No.
Okay.
Then it says, just creating content as usual.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we that's what we do. Olivier, Olivier.
Yeah. We will learn also. That's a very important life lesson.
See,
we learn from failure, every failure.
In this case, obviously, we knew we had to get the artifact or artifacts. We got two of them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a matter of going back and giving it a whirl. What was the harm in that?
We accomplished a lot in that episode.
Right.
Some people are like, you guys didn't accomplish anything. Are you not paying attention?
Yeah.
Because we got two artifacts.
Yeah.
And we didn't know about the whales at that point. And
yeah.
We learned how to deal with those now.
Right. Yes.
If we go back, it's going to be a different story.
We don't have to go back.
Be kicking some
so
squid
So, Olivier, there
ass.
Is a silver lining to our failure with the squids. We got information from our community. We got some artifacts. And we respawned.
Yeah.
Confused Psycho says, I know you guys still have plenty to do on this map, but do you think you'll play on the Extinction map when it comes out in November?
Yes.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
that
we saw
great.
The trailer for that this week. That map looks fun.
Yep.
That looks amazing and very different.
It's not enclosed. You can breathe.
It looks like it's set on Earth this time.
Yeah. I didn't realize it with the domes of all the arcs of the different things around our own planet. Is that what it
is? Yeah, no, if you go into the lore of Ark, the arcs that we're actually on are basically satellites around the planet Earth. And, yeah, for whatever reason, you fight monsters on a satellite. The story doesn't make any fucking sense. But this takes place on Earth.
And that's a big old monster at the end.
It is. There's Titans, I guess, Titans, roaming around this place.
How do you know it's Earth?
That's what they said in the promo materials.
But are there recognizable... Earth
no,
things?
That's what they said in the promo materials.
Well, wait, but that's what you told me, but when you say that's what they said, did they write it or is
yes,
that what
it
you
is
cite?
Written in the details
gotcha.
On this map.
I don't know if I believe
it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Just call the video tons of speculation.
Yeah.
Like, is there a Golden Gate Bridge or something?
No, it looks like Earth in the future and everything's like torn down. You saw the buildings that looked like they were all just full of weeds.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Kyler said, did Wet Favre get thicked by Neebs?
He did. Big time. He'd still be here today if it wasn't for me.
What happened with that?
I wanted to go back and get my stuff with those three giant squids.
Yeah.
One was an alpha.
Oh, right,
and
right.
He and I gave him Wet Favre.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
The other lesson I learned is when a squid looks like it's 50 meters from you, it's too close.
Those things are fast.
I think what happens is they just turn. And their tentacles are so long.
Yeah,
yeah
they are.
They
all of a sudden they're there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Affecting
you. Think
you.
You're far enough away, but you're not.
I had a dolphin that you gave me, Thick, that died on the way out to the raft.
Yeah.
That didn't make the cut. So
poor little bastard.
I thicked a dolphin.
Well, I think that was one of the ones following.
Yeah, I think it was following.
It
was
following.
Sometimes, just got eaten by
sometimes
a
sometimes with the ones
some
following.
Shit.
Yeah, they just kind of have a mind.
He would have really
own.
Helped us.
But
it's a shame he didn't make it.
I guess it occupied a shark that could have been more of a problem. So it was
silver lining.
Bait, chum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Needed.
We should have named him Chum.
Chum's a
chum,
great name.
Yeah.
Chum the dolphin.
Yeah. Our next fish or sea creature is called Chum.
Logan Darkhorse says, tame high-level megatherium, then breed them two or three times, each time getting the stats up, then use for caves. They naturally get stronger every time they fight bugs. What's a megatherium again?
It's like those sloth-looking things.
So we
never had one of those.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Wasn't
Lady Irish
one of them?
On Scorched Earth.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we need a sloth, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get a sloth.
What are we using it for?
Two of them.
Caves.
We got to breed them.
And three-toed sloth.
We don't do a lot
of... that'd be nice. No, it'd be good. It'd be
breeding.
Nice to bang these guys together and see what happens.
Yeah.
See a little baby.
And they actually move fast in this world? Or like reasonably...
I don't think
not
so.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
So you just, it's going to be the longest.
You know what I want from Mark? I want to be able to breed different animal, like two different
crossbreed,
animals.
Crossbreed, sure.
Crossbreed.
We had a whole
so like a bear.
Talked about this.
I had a whole podcast about this.
There was a whole podcast on it. Yeah,
I did.
Yes, because it was a flying two different. I morphed the image of two animals.
Sounds better when
Simon,
I say it. Though.
You should tell him that you're quitting.
Quitting.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Fucking 2 weeks. I gave you my notice.
No, we're just thinking about how we're going to take care of Thick as he gets older.
Yep. And his brain slowly
memory
goes.
Care.
Yep. Well, Simon.
Yes?
Oh, this is it.
I've heard a little bit.
This one triggered me.
I know. I've heard actually nothing except for
even
it's
though
awful.
You're a complete slob when it comes to our our pop filters. King Stranger says, why can't Simon be a decent human being and stop fucking eating during videos? Have some decency, you fucking prick, and behave like a normal person who should be working. God damn, I hope you have a heart attack from all the food you just have to shove it in your fat face.
That last thing was a carrot. Carrot's not heart attack food.
Carrot face.
Yeah, no, he's just going to get better eyesight.
And I hear those English muffin brands are pretty healthy, too.
Oh, English muffin brand muffins.
Yeah.
English milk brand.
Who said that?
King Stranger.
King Stranger. I expected better, but okay.
I was triggered. I'm like, hey, that's our Simon. You don't say that about him.
He can annoy us when he eats whenever he wants.
Now, given, yes, I don't want him to eat during recordings because I'll find like Cheetos in our.
You do get
pop
blamed
filters.
For every piece of food stuck in a
every,
pop filter.
Understandably. Every anything. Nobody there's else also eats. Coughs, but there's also people like cough. This stuff is
you don't
gross.
Cough in the pop
we
filter.
No, you turn. Hey, you know what you do? You pop, don't you? And when you pop, things
you can't
pop
stop.
Off your mouth.
No, what,
and then they collect on this.
There's
pop
no food
filter.
In my mouth.
Nobody
right
here has
eaten.
Food around their face.
We don't have.
You have a beard
Cheetos?
That collects it.
I don't have Cheetos.
You have orange crumbs of something.
We're good.
Carrots.
Carrot crumbs.
Carrots. Crumbs.
Carrots.
And
the all
thin
in
wheats.
The
you eat the thin wheats.
Not anymore around Rally. The pop filters. I'm going to have to.
He peels his carrots on a pop filter.
He grates cheese.
I can grate them.
He grates cheese on a pop filter.
Yeah, these are weird pop filters, though. They're like metal, so I could grate cheese on them.
No, yeah,
Parmesan.
It's not really that annoying, but the only time you hear it is like, yeah, when you're like, I'm cutting an episode of something.
Of course.
And then, yeah, you get to Simon's audio. It's like,
you know,
like, what the fuck is he doing?
I don't talk anymore when I'm eating hardly at all.
But, Duralis, you'll do the talk through the vape. Like and I can hear
always.
That too.
When it's like the
yeah,
big
and you can clearly hear
throat. Throat.
Sure. Like there's a sound
yeah,
of like,
sure.
And I'm listening to it like, what the
all
fuck?
Right, let's
what
go
is
ahead
that?
And let's deflect over to me. I'll absorb some of this.
I'm not it's
just,
okay. No,
it's
not
long
that bad.
Of
it's
we're
just done.
Like, oh, they're just doing their things.
I ate the pop filters yeah, thick short. We get it.
We should.
Can we move on?
Up Simon's gain if we ever hear him like a little.
No, Simon. We need to do at least one ASMR video of you eating different foods.
I've wanted to do ASMR videos, so yeah,
so we
can
do
that. I'll put that on the Ketchup channel.
We can do that with our animal noises.
Do what with our animals? Start over. What with our animal noises?
Remember when we did all the animal noises?
Right.
This wasn't long ago.
Do you sleep to?
To sleep to.
Oh, yeah.
We can make it a combination.
Simon eating.
Yeah. Simon eats while we're doing animal noises.
Oh yeah, our jungle.
Like
CD.
what would be ideal?
Jungle and carrots.
Ideal foods for Simon to eat,
like wheat thins.
An apple would be nice on Mike.
Or no, I'm thinking something that would be
maybe some Fruit Loops, and that he has to slurp the milk at the bottom.
I just had an idea.
What?
Unrelated, but kinda. Because I know how to make grass rope now, I could make rope out of any kind of vegetable that's stringy.
Oh, green onions.
Yeah, like a green onion rope.
Green
you
onion
could,
rope.
You could lasso something and then just eat the rope.
What about the corn stalk? Or not the stalk, but the like the peel.
Well, we want to eat it.
You don't eat the peel.
No, I know you don't eat the peel, but
I'm talking things
the rope
you eat. I'm talking like like
he wants to eat the
rope.
Just said
rope.
He okay. Doesn't know what he's saying. Yeah.
All right.
But calm down. This is meant to be a happy moment.
All right.
What other type of stringy vegetables
well,
are
that
there?
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Banana string rope.
Yeah, you can't make the rope out of that.
Planning your funeral.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I hit the best
you
one.
You shave like a good thick asparagus?
Asparagus rope.
You're not going to be able to turn it. It's going to snap.
Are we going out on this conversation?
No.
Hey, there's a steam summer sale going on.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Let's talk about what is it? Deep Rock Galactic's on sale. I've been wanting to try that with you guys.
What's that?
Deep Rock Galactic.
Yeah, that's the one. You're underground. Mm-hmm. I think I've shown it to you before. You're
the
all
little
dwarves.
Little dwarf guys. Yeah. Okay.
I think fun. Empyrean's in sale.
Ooh, Imperium.
I already own that.
Make sure, because I'm not certain.
That shit's looking good lately.
Yeah, they're doing updates all the time.
They are.
I got in the game, took a look at the new update.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd let us give our 2 cents on their next update.
Mm-hmm.
It is on sale. It's $10 right now.
Holy shit.
Imperium. That's
a good deal.
Grab it, folks. Imperium. It's a fun game.
While supplies last.
All the Fallout games are on sale.
Yeah.
Ooh, lots of sales. Ooh, look at all these
sales.
Is
Fallout VR on sale?
Oh, it is on sale.
How much?
It's $41.
I mean, that's
better than 60.
What's it normally? Oh, 60?
60, yeah. Only 60.
$20?
30% off.
That's.
I can't get sucked into that. I want to get sucked. I can't get sucked into that.
So far, the best.
I'll just get lost.
I can't do it.
I'll get lost. I can't.
I gotta do it.
I'll just live in my VR headset and play Fallout. That's all I want to do.
Going back to Empyrean.
Yeah.
Like, the workshop is incredible there. Some of the vehicles that the community has created, like the capital ships, are nuts. And, yeah, that's kind of the best part of it, I think, is, I mean, obviously, you know, being able to create your own things and going from planet to planet. But, man, there are a lot of really, really good creative people out there.
But you can, part of the game is there are threats and you got to go places and fight threats, right?
I mean, yeah, the that threats was from are... One,
they're still lame?
They're not as
very
plentiful
sterile,
as Ark.
You know?
Like, Ark has so many different types of aggressive and friendly animals. I wish Empyrean had more. And Empyrean doesn't look as, like, the walk cycles.
Yeah, it's a little wonky. It still has a little
bit
of walk to it.
But it's a fun game. It's kind of like 7 days. Like, it doesn't always look the best.
Yeah, but we're,
but
we can
fun.
Do, it's a lot better than 7 days.
There's a good
seven
chance
days
that
is wonky wonk.
They're working isn't on it? The mechanics and then and the workshop kind of stuff. And then maybe the threats will be something they focus on down the road, of course.
But the building in Empyrean is huge. Like,
right.
You can build anything and make it a vehicle that moves.
And that seems to be their priority.
Yeah,
as far as
and add weapons to it. Add missiles, add turrets, add...
Just need threats so that you can
but
kill
they
the
need,
things.
Yeah, they need a more robust AI that interacts with you differently like than what the current one does. I mean, there's some AI that still just walk. It completely ignore you, but walk in a straight fucking line. And it's like, where are you going?
There's raptors and triceratops.
Yeah. Remember the people that... There's like a group
come
of,
out of the
these
sea.
Aliens.
Yeah, they
like,
scared the shit out of us at one time.
Yeah, but they still act that way. They don't seem like they have a
purpose.
Well,
if you attack one of them, from what I understand, if you attack one of them, they'll all start attacking you.
Yeah.
Also, if they see you attacking, I think it's a triceratops, they'll attack you as well.
Oh, to protect.
Yeah, okay. It's like they you know, they're very nomadic.
Because they make love to them.
Ooh.
That's the lore.
Crossbreeding.
I have to hear that from more people before I believe that.
Yeah.
As well you should.
Yeah, I made it up.
Okay.
Well, we're not sure about that yet, so we're going to have to confirm.
We'll have to find more people that think you made it up.
I can't. I don't know if I made it up now.
See?
Oh.